Hey, this is a last date, the final. This is it for the KCPR T-shirt logo design contest. If you're going to do it today. If you're a Cal Poly student, design a colorful T-shirt logo that tells everybody we're KCPR 91.3 FM. If you win, you'll receive $25, $25 worth of records from a local record store. Put your design on a piece of paper no bigger than 9 by 12 inches and bring it into the KCPR studios. We're upstairs in the Graphic Arts Building. Remember, today's it, the last day to enter the KCPR T-shirt logo design contest. You could win $25 worth of records. ASI Concerts presents An Evening with Pablo Cruz. Yes, Pablo Cruz is coming to Cal Poly for one show, Friday, May 5th at 8 o'clock in the evening in Cal Poly's main gym. Performing with Pablo Cruz will be special guest Roger Borderis. Tickets for students are $5.50 in advance, $6.50 at the door, and for non-students it's $6.50 in advance and $7.50 at the door. Tickets which go on sale Monday, April 17th, will be available at the University Union ticket window, Boo Boo Records, and Cheap Thrills. Please, no food, drinks, or smokes, and sorry, no one under 18 years of age allowed. That's Pablo Cruz and special guest Roger Borderis, Friday, May 5th at 8 o'clock in Cal Poly's main gym. Don't you miss it.
Hey, what's that you got there?
Oh, it's the Mustang Daily.
Mustang? Oh, doesn't that have something to do with Cal Poly?
Oh, brilliant deduction, Holmes.
Well, why do they bother to call it Mustang Daily?
Because it's printed every day.
You're kidding.
No, daily. Every weekday except for Monday.
Huh. I've never known a school to have a daily paper.
Well, where'd you go to school?
Oh, I went to LGSOPMU.
LGSOPMU? What is that?
Lackensack Greaseworthy Smithson.
Oh, forget it. Never mind.
Mustang Daily, your only complete printed source of campus events, plus advertising geared towards the university student. The Mustang Daily. Read it.
If you designed a T-shirt for KCPR, what would it look like?
Make it really colorful.
Make sure they fit nice and close around the, well, you know.
Oh, well, first of all, I see the K looking sort of like a giant lopsided railroad sign made out of green and yellow bricks.
Well, KCPR is having a T-shirt design contest, and it's open to all Cal Poly students. There are a few rules. Designs can be no larger than 9 by 12 inches and can have no more than four colors.
Make it look like lightning bolts.
Have you seen an English department T-shirt? Well, if you ask me, I think something similar would be really nice.
And then the C would look like this. This huge cucumber with orange stripes and little bitty lines to make it look round.
I like lots of color. Are the shirts going to be for girls as well as guys? Well, why don't you just make them all size small?
Why don't you put a picture of a DJ? Of course, I've never actually seen a KCPR DJ.
And then the P is going to be this big curved upside down pear. And all the radio waves will come out of the stem.
All entries will be judged by KCPR executive staff members, and the winning design will be made public Monday morning, April 10th, at 9 o'clock.
Just, make it tight, because I like looking at guys in tight shirts.
Now, for the R, let's see. R stands for radio. R also stands for rabies. Hey, don't you think an R looks like a dog? I mean, you could put two little ears on the curved part of the R and make it look like a combination of a St. Bernard and a cockapoo.
Remember, that's the KCPR T-shirt design contest open to all Cal Poly students. The deadline for all entries is 6 p.m. on Friday, April 7th. We want a design that will tell the world we are KCPR 91.3 FM.
Design it and win. Design KCPR a T-shirt logo that tells the world in color that we are KCPR 91.3 FM, Cal Poly. Design it and win KCPR T-shirt logo design contest. The winner will receive valuable prizes. It costs nothing to enter, and you can enter as often as you wish. Design it and win. More details soon here on your best choice, 91.3 FM.
KCPR.
Pablo Cruz is coming to Cal Poly this Friday, and we here at KCPR have lots of posters and albums to give away to you. So keep your dial on 91.3. Also, this Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we've got an hour with the drummer Steve Price and the music of Pablo Cruz. Stay tuned. You can win on your campus radio station, KCPR. Pablo Cruz is coming to Cal Poly this Friday evening, and we here at KCPR have lots of posters and albums to give away to you, so keep your dial on 91.3. You can win on your campus radio station, KCPR.
The music of Pablo Cruz, coming to Cal Poly.
It's like you throw out your lifeline again.
You can hear and see Pablo Cruz in Cal Poly's main gym Friday evening, May 5th. Showtime is 8 o'clock. Student tickets are $5.50 in advance and $6.50 at the door. Tickets for non-students are $6.50 and
$7.50.
Tickets are now on sale in the University Union, at Boo Boo Records, and at Cheap Thrills.
Oh, 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 my island mama, my island mama, I see.
Everyone over 18 is invited, and please, no food, drinks, or smokes. Pablo Cruz at Cal Poly on May 5th, a show you won't want to miss. The music of Pablo Cruz. Pablo Cruz in Cal Poly's main gym on Friday, May 5th. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Student tickets are $5.50 in advance and $6.50 at the door. Tickets for non-students are $6.50 in advance and $7.50 at the door. They're on sale now in the University Union and in downtown San Luis at Boo Boo Records and Cheap Thrills.
What you gonna do when she says goodbye?
No food, drinks, or smokes, please. Sorry, but no one under 18 will be admitted.
The good ship Pablo Cruz.
Don't miss him. Pablo Cruz in Cal Poly's main gym the evening of May 5th.
KCPR announces Talk to the Management, Phase 2. Once again, KCPR will be opening up its phone lines to you. Call us up Thursday, April 6th at 6:20 p.m. after 91 Entertainment and
Talk to the Management, Phase 2.
Discuss with members of KCPR Management your views on format.
Less top 40.
Music.
And more variety.
News.
More campus news.
And sports.
Could you broadcast volleyball?
Remember,
Talk to the Management, Phase 2.
On your best choice.
To drink or not to drink is not the question.
What is the question, then?
The question is how much you drink, where you drink, and when you drink, if you've decided to drink.
You need 1 hour per drink to sober up if you've had too much. To keep from having too much, space your drinks. Sip, don't gulp, and have something to eat and enjoy yourself. Remember,
drink provokes the desire, but it takes away the performance.
Hoping you have a good time and keep having a good time. This message brought to you by the Alcohol Use and Abuse Program of the Cal Poly Health Center.
We're the Newton Brothers.
I'm Wayne.
And I'm Isaac.
And we like to be able to relax with our favorite beverage.
And why?
It tastes great.
To get wasted.
It tastes great.
Oh, you're no fun.
No fun? What about you losing Donna Burns, that good-looking supermarket checker, because you were so sick at Leslie's party, we had to pour you out of a shot glass.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, not for me. I went out with Donna after we poured you in bed.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, Mom always liked you better, Wayne.
Wayne? I'm not Wayne. You're Wayne.
No, you're Wayne.
I was never Isaac.
This is Donna Burns, hoping you're having a good time, and keep having a good time. This message brought to you from the Alcohol Use and Abuse Program of the Cal Poly Health Center.
Price check on 4-0.
Hey, what are they doing? We're supposed to be getting stuff for the party. Put that soda pop back and get some more beer.
Oh, we've already got plenty of beer. We need some non-alcoholic drinks and food for people who want it.
Oh, come on. You don't need soda pop. We're only getting beer, not hard stuff.
So, there's just about as much alcohol in a can of beer as in a shot of hard booze. You can get just as sick and make a fool of yourself on beer as you can on any other booze.
Yeah, well...
Hey, it'd be nice not to have to mop up after anybody this time.
Maybe you're right. Okay, get some more pop.
Hoping you're having a good time and keep having a good time. This message from the Alcohol Use and Abuse Program of the Cal Poly Health Center.
That's Head East, and they're coming to L.A. for a concert with Angel on May 6th, and we're going to send you there for a night on the town. Throughout the week, we here at KCPR will be giving away posters and the brand new Head East album called Head East.
There's never been any reason.
Here, keyboard player of Head East, Roger Boyd.
Roger Boyd of Head East, inviting you to call up and win.
Do it. By calling up and winning a poster or album, you will qualify for our drawing on Polyroyal Saturday for an evening on the town in Los Angeles with Head East.
Get up and enjoy yourself. Get up, get up, get up.
That's dinner in Head East, May 6th in Los Angeles, from your Polyroyal radio station.
San Luis Obispo.
Let's see what's on TV.
To get it down pat. Yes, but seriously, folks, it's time for a big money giveaway, and our jackpot is up to $25,000.
Jeez, this show is so stupid.
From the phone book, and right now we're going to be calling Millard Snofkin.
Millard Snofkin, that's me. They're going to call me.
Big money jackpot. We'll call right now. Let's hope Mr. Snofkin's at home.
$25,000. I don't believe it. I'll be able to buy a new toaster. That's them! That's them! Oh, jeez, where's the phone? I don't believe it. Where is it? Where? Hello?
Hi, this is Weird Al on KCPR.
Who?
Weird Al. I just called to tell you about my show this Friday night.
Hey, hang up, will you? I'm expecting an important call.
All right. But first, let me just say that this Friday night, starting at midnight, I'll be playing songs about money.
Money, huh? Oh, jeez, mate. Hang up, will you? Please hang up.
What's your problem?
Hold on a second, will you?
Well, Mr. Snofkin's line appears to be busy. Now, in order to win our $25,000 jackpot, he'd have to tell us the name of this song, Maestro.
It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We'll try calling Mr. Snofkin just one more time.
Ah! Hey, look, crazy Al.
Weird Al.
Whatever, look, you gotta hang up. I'm expecting this important call.
Okay, just remember, you can call me up this Friday night at 544-4640 and request your favorite money song.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you a call, but for now, will you please hang up?
It looks like Mr. Snofkin's line is still busy. Sorry, fellow, the $25,000 will have to go to someone else. Our next call will be to Betty...
Remember, you can hear songs about money this Friday night on your... Hello? Hello? Oh, well. That's the Weird Al Show, this Friday night at midnight on KCP.
News. It's the only thing we all have in common, and this Tuesday, KCPR will have a lot of it. 91 News goes all news, all day. 6 to 6, we're 91 News Watch, and we'll tell you what's happening on campus, on the Central Coast, the country, and the world, keeping you informed. And what's more important than your world? News. We've got it, and on May 16th, you can have it. Newsday, KCPR, and you.
Jackson Browne, one of the hottest acts in the country. Jackson Browne. And you can hear the music that brought Jackson Browne right to the top. Join the sheriff for an exciting hour with Jackson Browne this Monday night at 10.
CPR, the 10th year, a special four-part series. Listen to the news.
Good evening. This is F. Faster Fletcher and the lighter side of the news.
Listen to KCPR's own Wolfman.
Rocking you with Motown Soul, baby. Gonna blow your gaskets on the Stag Show. Diana Ross and the Supreme. Hey, man, you're digging the Stag Show on KCPR Cal Poly Radio. San Luis Obispo gonna blow your mind with Wilson Pickle. Shotgun, just like my wedding, baby.
Of course, no history of KCPR would be complete without Bruce Queen.
Hey, I'm Bruce Queen, and I play nose guard for the Cuyama Condors. I love KCPR.
The history of KCPR, a special four-part series, the 10th year. Following the 91 News at noon, Tuesday through Friday, May 30th through June 2nd, on your Cal Poly radio station, KCPR.
Are you tired of getting cold pricklies? Well, here's a place that gives out warm fuzzies. The Family Service Center offers a unique telephone number called the Warm Line. If you have a question dealing with children or adolescents, call the Warm Line. The Warm Line is a place to call for suggestions, alternatives, and information about child rearing, as well as reassurance and warm, sensitive feelings. The Warm Line is 543-7969, and all calls are strictly confidential. We're here to help. The Warm Line, 543-7969.
As another school year comes to a close, we here at KCPR want to stop and thank you for being a listener this past year and invite you to listen to us again this fall or in the summer if you're going to be around. But more importantly, have yourself a really good summer and join us again in the fall at 91.3 KCPR.
Cheap Trick.
Taxman is a thief. He's looking for a villain.
Cheap Trick, one of the hottest rock sounds around, comes to Cal Poly for a summer concert you don't want to miss. Night, July 23rd, you can experience Cheap Trick in their only Central Coast appearance. One show only, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. in Cal Poly's Chumash Auditorium. Tickets are available at the ASI Business Office, the Cal Poly Theater Box Office, Cheap Thrills, and Boo Boo Records. It's $5.50 advance, $6.50 at the door for students, and for the general audience, $6 advance, $7 at the door. That's Cheap Trick, July 23rd, Sunday night at 8 o'clock p.m. in Cal Poly's Chumash Auditorium. Brought to you by ASI Concerts, of course.
It's summer here in San Luis Obispo, and while you've been taking it easy, the ASI Concert Committee has been hard at work, and you can enjoy the rewards of their labors on Sunday, July 23rd. In concert at Cal Poly, ASI Concerts will present Cheap Trick. Student tickets are $5.50 in advance and $6.50 at the door. General admission is $6 in advance and $7 at the door. Tickets for Cheap Trick are available at the ASI business office from 8 until 3, at the Cal Poly Theater box office from 10 until 4, and also at Cheap Thrills and Boo Boo Records. No food, drinks, or smokes, please. Don't miss it, a summer concert at Cal Poly. Cheap Trick in Chumash Auditorium, Sunday evening, July 23rd at 8 o'clock.
Another school year comes to a close. We here at KCPR want to stop and thank you for being a listener this past year and invite you to listen to us again this fall or in the summer if you're going to be around. But more importantly, have yourself a really good summer and join us again in the fall at 91.3 KCPR.
Sunday, August 20th, 3 p.m., Freedom to Be presents Curlian Photography. Curlian Photography, the study of the aura, with special guest speaker Hal Broda. Curlian Photography, the using of special camera equipment to record the life energy projecting from human beings. Curlian Photography, Sunday, August 20th at 3 p.m. in Morro Bay at the Morro Bay Vets Hall. $3 general admission, $2 for students and senior citizens. Curlian Photography. Don't miss it.
That's right. There's Oldies on KCPR. Hi. I'm Al Booth, and I play oldies every Saturday on KCPR from noon until 3 o'clock. You heard it right. The songs you know and the songs you love, but you can't get enough of. Those are the songs that I'll be playing this Saturday and every Saturday as KCPR brings you Al Booth's Oldies Show. So, get out your saddle shoes and slick back your hair. Maybe put on some of those old love beads you've been keeping in the closet for all these years. Because we're going to jump back on a tour through the past.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back.
Listen in this Saturday at noon. It's guaranteed to get you out of your seat and onto your feet as Al Booth brings you the oldies. Back to your radio where they belong.
Your favorite song is coming. San Luis PM is coming. The Lone Ranger is coming. Dr. Demento is coming. The San Luis Sound is coming. Your chance to win is coming. Your favorite song is coming. Summer is winding down, and we here at KCPR are ending up a good summer. We want to thank you for your support and for listening the past couple of months. But it's time for our staff to take a vacation, so August 31st will be our last day of broadcasting. But don't lose heart. Saturday, September 16th, KCPR returns. A new, exciting KCPR with new shows, new people, new contests, and new giveaways. So be with us Saturday, September 16th, as we begin a new year of broadcasting on KCPR, the Sam Lewis Sound.
My darling, I need you to stand by me and listen to Big A's Oldies every Saturday from noon till 3 o'clock on KCPR. We'll hold hands like we used to. I'll slick back my hair. You can polish your saddle shoes and we'll rock the afternoon away. So please, please, baby, say you'll be mine so we can listen to Big A's Oldies Show together every Saturday from noon until 3 o'clock.
It seems like just about everywhere you go nowadays, somebody's trying to sell you something, from cars to houses to just a few words about common diarrhea. Wouldn't it be nice not to have to put up with all those aggravating commercials? We here at KCPR think you deserve a break from the real world, and that's why you'll never hear any commercials. What you will hear is good music, lots of good music, up to 58 minutes an hour in stereo. No commercials, less talk, and more music than anybody on the Central Coast. We are KCPR, the good sound in Slowtown.
Your campus radio station, KCPR, welcomes all the new and returning students to Cal Poly. And to help you get settled in for the year the right way, KCPR will be giving away posters, albums, and t-shirts all week long. Keep your radio on stereo 91.3 and listen for your chance to win on KCPR.
May I have just one moment of your time? I'd like to tell you of an event that just might be the highlight of your last weekend before the start of school. I'm referring, of course, to the KCPR Boosters Dance, this Friday night, September 22nd, from 8 till 1 in the morning, in the Cal Poly Dining Hall. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to your radio. Dancing with the KCPR Boosters this Friday night from 8 till 1 in the dining hall. Admission is only 50 cents. And after registration, don't you think you deserve a good time?
That's right!
This is Steve Price from Pablo Cruz, and you're listening to KCPR Stereo 91.3, San Luis Obispo.
Are you tired of getting cold pricklies? Well, here's a place that gives out warm fuzzies. The Family Service Center offers a unique telephone number called the Warm Line. If you have a question dealing with children or adolescents, call the Warm Line. The Warm Line is a place to call for suggestions, alternatives, and information about child rearing, as well as reassurance and warm, sensitive feelings. The Warm Line is 543-7969, and all calls are strictly confidential. We're here to help. The Warm Line, 543-7969.
Oh, there you are. Look out, when are you going to clean up our apartment?
Oh, Debbie, you don't understand. The trash is so organic, so natural. It just makes me feel all cosmic and mellow.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, we can't have any friends over because the place is filled with aluminum cans, pop bottles, and yuck, there's something under the sofa, and it looks like it's growing.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Recycle!
Recycle?
Yes, Al. Don't you know the seven reasons why you should recycle?
No, what are they?
1. Recycling helps to build and maintain community pride. 2. Recycling helps to preserve and conserve dwindling natural resources. 3. Recycling helps to reduce litter. And 7. Recycling is the right way to dispose of our waste products.
Get the picture?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then get into the act. Recycle. For more information, call SORT at 544-0875, or if their line's busy, call EcoSlow at 544-1777.
Are you tired of all that hot air you get from lectures, roommates, even some of your friends? Would you be interested in a program that would bring speakers that actually have something to say? Well, the ASI Speakers Forum is seeking new members to help decide who will speak at Cal Poly. If you are interested, come to the meetings on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. in the University Union Room 219. Come and find out what Speakers Forum is all about. Hey, what's the matter? Your favorite show gets preempted due to technical difficulties and they rerun it, My Mother the Car? Well, why don't you take my advice? Just keep a listening to KCPR.
91.3 FM means Cal Poly Radio KCPR, where you get campus and local news, sports, a multitude of special programs with you, the student, in mind, and of course, more music than any other station on the Central Coast. So keep your dial tuned to 91.3 FM KCPR, the good sound in Slowtown.
Friday, October 6th, is hot for Dancin' Fever. Yosemite Hall is sponsoring their first dance of the season from 9 to 1 in the lounge area. The cost is only 25 cents with hall card and 50 cents without, and everyone is welcome. Come dance the night away at Yosemite Hall from 9 to 1. Be there. It's hot.
Opportunity to enjoy a performance by the greatest of the original New Orleans jazz ensembles, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. They'll be performing this Friday, October 6th, in the Cal Poly Main Gym. Tickets for students are $3.50 in advance and $4.50 at the door. General admission tickets are $4.50 in advance and $5.50 at the door. Enjoy an evening of traditional jazz with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band this Friday night at the Cal Poly Main Gym. Get back to your roots.
And then they both smoke a cigarette. And that's where babies come from.
Very good, Johnny. Thank you very much. Now, who else would like to do something for show and tell today? How about you, Joey?
All right, Miss Plotkin. Distinguished faculty, friends and associates, I come before you today to tell you about my big brother, Weird Al. He's a real DJ on KCPR Radio. And guess what he's going to do this Saturday night? Go on, guess.
I don't think I really care.
He's going to play 3 hours of nothing but live music. All your favorite artists. The Beatles, the Stones, Millard Snofkin.
Millard who?
Let's just look at the facts, Miss Plotkin. The facts. I have taken the liberty of preparing this demographic report, which clearly shows that this show should have great audience appeal among people over 4 feet tall. And furthermore, let me just...
Thank you. We've got to move along now.
Shut up, Teach. I'm not done yet. Remember, Weird Al comes alive from 9 p.m. to midnight this Saturday night on your campus radio station, KCPR.
All right, go on. I'm going to give you 1 minute.
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
What?
Just read it.
Oh, okay. Hello, San Luis Obispo. My name is Gary Gilmore, and I'm here to remind you that this Friday night at midnight, you can listen to the sweet sounds of Weird Al.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah, folks, if you're looking for a little monotony in your music, tune in this Friday night, because the great Weird One himself will be playing an hour and a half of songs that have the word sweet in the title? Why are you going to do that?
Just keep reading. Come on.
Yeah, remember, you can hear the sweetest music this side of heaven Friday night at midnight on your campus radio station.
All right, go, all your time's up.
Hey, wait a minute. I just got a little bit more to do. On your campus radio station, KCPR.
Did you know that if there are more than three unrelated persons living in your house, you may be violating a city ordinance? Join Tim Tomastic and Scott Humphrey as they explore all the new facts concerning student housing in San Luis Obispo. On October 5th, our guest will be City Councilman Jeff Jorgensen, who will answer all questions concerning housing in this area. Our phone-in lines will be open for comments and questions from you, the listening audience. So join us for the first edition of Open Channel, Thursday, October 5th at 6:30, for the answers to all your questions.
I feel like dancing, dancing. If you do feel like dancing, Cal Poly's Dance Club Orcasus is giving a February performance, and they'd like to see you at tryouts this Tuesday. Orcasus needs both men and women. They're also holding classes and workouts, too. So if you've got an urge to perform, be at Crandall Gym's Dance Studio October 10th, Tuesday at 4 p.m. To find out more, call Tom Carlson at 543-1381 or Mrs. Sir, 546-1169. Orcasus, your chance to dance at Cal Poly.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
This Monday night at 9, join the sheriff for a very special hour with Simon and Garfunkel.
And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
Relive the greatest hits of one of the most influential pop groups in America. That's an hour with Simon and Garfunkel this Monday night at 9, right here on KCPR. Listen for it.
Where my love lies waiting silently for me.
The KCPR t-shirts are now on sale! Both men's and women's styles are available, and they are in blue or yellow. Prices. Men's are $4.50, and women's are $5. They are available at the KCPR Studios, Monday through Friday, from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Consider your purchase as a benefit for the KCPR Boosters. Once again, the KCPR t-shirts are here, and they're now on sale.
Hey, do you sit around trying to think of things to do on weekends? Well, KCPR has the answer. 91 Entertainment, the show that tells you what's happening in the San Luis area, what movies are on, what bands are playing, and all the other special events around the county. That's 91 Entertainment, the show that tells you what's going on, right here on KCPR.
The ASI wants you!
ASI, the Associated Students Incorporated, will be interviewing for finance committee positions on the 2nd and 9th of October. Working on the finance committee will give you an excellent opportunity to learn about student government at Cal Poly, as well as helping you become familiar with the many programs the ASI has to offer. There are openings on the finance committee for representatives from the schools of engineering and technology, human development and education, math and science, communicative arts and humanities, and the division of social sciences. So if you want to change the world, or maybe just change a little of Cal Poly's government, see Fred Clark in the ASI offices of the University Union, or simply attend a finance meeting October 2nd or 9th in UU 220 at 7 in the evening. Join the ASI this quarter and discover what Cal Poly is all about.
Say a baby is born with mental retardation, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, or another developmental disability. Unless given a chance, this person's life will be one of isolation, loneliness, lack of achievement, and dependency. This need not happen. Daily living is a composite of little things that most of us take for granted. You can make those important little things happen by being a friend. For more information about being that special friend in your community, contact the West Coast Education and Research Center. The phone there is 543-2350. That phone number again, 543-2350. Be a special friend.
For your next vacation, look into the inexpensive but exciting trip beyond reality. Test your abilities and survivability. See the Balrog Training Camp, the Hobbit Birthday Banquet, the Dwarven Wars. Here are just a few of our interesting vacation spots located throughout Middle Earth. Up close and personal, you will experience the fantastic adventures of mystic and medieval warriors as you are compelled to actively participate. For tour reservations and teleport passports, come to the organizational meeting of the Society of Wizards and Warriors, Thursday during activity hour in the Computer Science Building, room 250.
Poly Fade! Final payback this Thursday, October 19th, from 11 till noon in the EE building, room 104. The Poly Phase Club says do not forget to bring your receipt and ID for the Poly Phase. Final payback this Thursday, October 19th, from 11 till noon in the EE building, room 104. That's Poly Phase.
Field hockey is a sport that everyone will enjoy, despite physical height or weight. Join the Cal Poly Intramural Field Hockey Program this year by attending the first orientation and sign-up meeting Thursday night at 7:30 in room 219 in the Physical Education Building. This is open to all, according to student organizer Susan Bellaney and intramural director Dick Heaton. Have a lot of fun and recreation by signing up for intramural field hockey. That's the first big meeting Thursday night, 7:30, Room 219 in the Physical Education Building.
Have you seen TV programming yet?
No, I gave up TV right after the Dodgers blew the series.
No, I mean ASI TV programming.
ASI? Is that a network or something?
No. Remember May the Farce Be With You? You know, Hardware Wars.
Oh, yeah. You mean that great stuff under the stairwell.
Yeah, that's right. Only it's not there anymore.
You mean they canceled it? They always used to get such a great crowd for that.
No, it's not canceled. Because it was so popular, they moved it to Mustang Lounge.
Mustang Lounge, huh? You know what they're showing this week?
Yeah, it's called Rockin' USA.
Sounds like a good show.
Just as long as they don't have Reggie Jackson there, right?
ASI Concerts has done it again. Pablo Cruz returns to Cal Poly, one of the best shows you'll ever see on the Central Coast. Saturday, October 28th at 8 o'clock, the sounds of Pablo Cruz will fill Cal Poly's main gym.
Don't
Student tickets are $6 in advance, $7 at the door, and are available only at the University Union ticket window. General public tickets are $7 in advance, $8 at the door, and are also available at Boo Boo Records and at Cheap Thrills.
What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she is gone?
No one under 18 will be admitted, and valid student ID will be required at the door. And please, no smoking, drinking, or food inside the gym. A show you'll never forget, Pablo Cruz, at Cal Poly on Saturday, October 28th.
Attention, freshmores and sophomen who have not...
Freshmen and sophomores.
Freshmen and sophomores who have not taken the English placement test. You may be in danger of being placed on administrative prohibition. Can you imagine that? I thought they allowed that.
Administrative probation.
Oh. The next test will be on Saturday, October 28th at 8:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. in the student snack bar. Students currently registered with Educational Testing Service may walk in at the morning. I should say they'll be morning when I took mine in the morning. All over the place,
the
back
spot.
And the front. Oh, okay. In the morning testing. Those registering at the time of testing should arrive at 8 a.m. to fill out registration forms. If you want to pick up registration forms before test day, please get them at the testing office, 211 Cal Poly Administration Building.
Administration Building.
If you have any questions, call the Cal Poly office at 546-2511. More details are also available in the Mustang Daily.
Do you have to take that test?
Oh, heck no. I aced it last year. Didn't you hear me? I read this perfect.
A haunted hall and costume party will be held this Tuesday, Halloween night, from 7:30 to 10 in... $0.25 if you're in costume. Prizes will be awarded for the best costumes, so don't forget, a haunted hall party, Tuesday night at 7:30 in Muir Hall. Come if you dare.
This is Henry Bloke with another one of my reasons why you should attend the Tax-Sheltered Investments. This is a Cal Poly Extension course being offered on Friday and Saturday, November 3rd and 4th, and it will discuss the economics and income factors of common investments that provide income tax savings and deferral. Topics will include a 22-step approach to analyzing tax shelters, 14 commonly overlooked tax shelters, and an in-depth study of real property. For more information on the Tax-Sheltered Investment course, telephone Cal Poly Extension 546-2053. That's 546-2053.
Charlie's Angels, Love Boat, Fantasy Island. Gosh, this TV watching on Saturday night's the pits.
Bill, this is your conscience speaking.
Huh? I don't have a conscience.
That's not all you're missing.
Okay, wise guy, what's the idea of bugging me at a time like this when I'm busy trying to figure out a plan of attack for my Saturday night?
Rock. Dance.
I don't catch the drift, Conscience. What are you talking about?
Rock, dance, tonight.
If you think you're so smart, well, go ahead and tell me all about it.
Polly Faze is hosting a rock dance Saturday night, November 4th, from 9 to 12:30. 50 cents. Everyone welcome. Don't miss it, Bill.
No, I won't. Believe me, I won't.
This program for a special bulletin.
This Saturday night at 8:15, Gary Carr, the famous string bass virtuoso, will perform with the San Luis Obispo County Symphony at Cuesta College Auditorium. The program includes the Koussevitzky Concerto for Bass and Orchestra and the Mendelssohn Symphony in A minor. Tickets, $5 general and $3 student, may be purchased at all county Santa Barbara savings and loan offices and California Federal and Paso Robles. Call the Symphony office at 543-3533 for more information. Once again, that's Gary Carr with the San Luis Obispo County Symphony this Saturday night at Cuesta College Auditorium.
We now return to normal programming.
Okay, Max, Cal Poly's homecoming parade is going to be one of the biggest events of the year. Our job is to protect it from chaos, so we'll need to know all the details about the event.
Right, Chief. I gave the paper to Jaime. Okay, Jaime, shoot. No, Jaime, I meant...
Just give me that.
Does this mean you don't love me anymore, Max?
Don't be ridiculous, Jaime. I can't love a robot. Oh, here, Jaime, finish blowing up these balloons for the parade.
Now, it says here that the Homecoming Committee is sponsoring a downtown parade on Saturday, November 18th. It will be in downtown San Luis Obispo, and everybody is invited.
And would you believe they asked me to ride in it as the main attraction, Chief?
Hardly, Max.
Would you believe as chauffeur for the Homecoming Queen?
I don't think so.
How about Pooper Scooper behind the horses?
Come on, Jaime. We said that we'd have these balloons ready for agents 24, 36, and .3 to pose as salesmen at the parade, so step on it.
Jaime!
Captain's log, stardate 36-24-36. The Enterprise has suffered severe ratings damage from a massive Cylon attack. Science Officer Spock has been badly wounded. How's Spock, Bones?
He's dead, Jim.
But how can that possibly be?
I'm a doctor, not a miracle worker.
Did he leave me anything as well?
He didn't have a will. He should have gone to Cal Poly Extension's estate planning course on Friday, November 17th from 7 to 10 p.m. and Saturday, November 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Business Administration Building. It's being taught by attorney Rick Raculay.
I don't have a will either. I should, since I'm always going down to those alien planets.
You can call 546-2053 for more information.
I will, Bones. All ahead, warp factor 2, Mr. Sulu.
This is Macho Mike, and you can join me Saturday morning, November 18th at 10 o'clock on downtown Higuera Street for the 1978 Cal Poly Homecoming Parade. I will be announcing play-by-play action as the parade passes by. So join me, Macho Mike, Saturday morning, November 18th at 10 o'clock for the 1978 Cal Poly Homecoming Parade downtown on Higuera Street. Don't be square, be macho, and be there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've brought you here this evening to discuss
Excuse me. Could you tell me where Science B05 is?
Yeah, sure. That's two doors down on your left.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
What are you?
I am a robot.
Yeah, but you don't look normal. Where are you going?
I am going to see Mark Cooper speak on robotics and industry and all facets of manufacturing.
Oh, you mean the SME, the Society of Manufacturing Engineers? And just when will that be?
Tuesday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. in Science B05.
So why are you leaving now?
Because I am programmed to do so, and nothing can go wrong.
On November 17th and 18th at Collett Arena on the campus of Cal Poly, the Homecoming Committee and Rodeo Club will present the Intercollegiate Rodeo. It takes place on the 17th at 7 p.m. and again the next day at 2 in the afternoon. So join your friends for an afternoon and evening of... The prize is only $250 for students, so come join the fun at the Intercollegiate Rodeo.
Would you just leave me alone?
Do you know anyone with a drug problem? There will be a county drug abuse symposium on Wednesday, November 15th, from 7 to 9 in the evening at the Sierra Vista Hospital Auditorium. The drug abuse problem in the county will be discussed from many different perspectives, and an overview of the community resources available to deal with the problem will also be given. This symposium is open to the public and there is no charge. Anyone from the community with interest is invited to attend. That's the San Luis Obispo County Drug Abuse Symposium on Wednesday night, November 15th from 7 to 9. For additional information, call the County Drug Abuse Program at 544-4722.
Welcome to the Amateur Hour. Our first contestant is George C. Wilson. He will attempt to juggle a bowling ball, an apple, an expired meal ticket, 18 units, a warm fuzzy, some flourishing extracurricular activities, and a girlfriend. Are you ready, George?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, George, good luck and go for it. Oh, well, keep practicing, George. Hey, you folks at home, are you looking for a chance to show off your talent? Well, here it is. The Recreation Administration Organization is sponsoring an amateur night Friday, November 17th. This exciting chance to be discovered is open to all students and faculty, and it's absolutely free. Yes, you heard right. It will cost zero monetary units. For more information, contact the Recreation Administration Advisor, Dr. Myers, before November 10th. That's amateur night in the Morro Bay Veterans Memorial Building, Friday, November 17th. And now, student I.R. Snowd will do his rendition of a college student entering the first week of finals. Mr. Snowd?